Hey, good morning, podcast audience. And how are you on this Friday morning? Hey, this is Brand's President Ken Hodge with a postal podcast this morning for you. And if you'll notice, I'm back to having my music in the background. Call me old school, but I just think it's something cool about talking over beats. Hey, listen, let's talk about some supervisors here, okay? Again, this podcast is primarily for Columbus, Ohio, but I'm sure we've all got these type of supervisors. You know, the individual who's given a little bit of authority. Anyway, you give him 4 inches and he thinks he's a ruler. But we seem to have more and more supervisors of that type popping up in Columbus. Again, maybe they were never in charge of things growing up, and now the post office allows them to run units or try to run operations. And sometimes it can be a bit much, and they get very lightheaded. And sometimes they even convince themselves that they have a idea of what the hell it is they're actually supposed to be doing. We call them the clever supervisor. that's the clever supervisor. Hey, listen, over in Columbus, I'm getting a lot of complaints of supervisors bird-dogging, for lack of a better word. I want to steer you down. I want to sit on my bicycle with my arms crossed and shout instructions at you. And let me tell you, that type of management seems to be appreciated in Columbus, Ohio, and only Columbus, Ohio, because I'm sure if you talk to the CEO, Megan Brennan, we dumped that style of management years ago. But it seems to be making a comeback, fueled by, again, an overly aggressive underachiever. Who said underachiever? Hey, stop that. This is my podcast. Overly aggressive plant manager. And again, the speed the plant manager sets, and in this case, is violently dangerous. The supervisors are going to follow right along, sometimes irregardless of whether it's right or wrong. And again, if you are a supervisor, I guess it's better to be wrong and obey your plant manager than to be right and maybe question or disregard some unofficial instructions that you get. But again, that's the predicament that the supervisors currently find themselves in, and I don't speak for them. I speak about what it is it causes them to do to the mail handler. We have supervisors on tour one. I mean, this is how loose cannons operate. Actually, questioning employees as to they want updated FMLA paperwork. That's just crazy, folks. Now, let me say this again. If FMLA paperwork needs to be updated, then they have to contact HR Shared Service, because your supervisor didn't authorize your FMLA, and your supervisor damn sure don't have a right to any of your medical documentation pertaining to your FMLA. All that's sent directly to HR Shared Service. So don't confuse it with you don't have to provide it. You have to provide it, just not to that supervisor. And I'm talking FMLA, not any other documentation. But we've got supervisors thinking they've got a right in questioning employees about medical documentation pertaining to the FMLA. If you ask me, I would probably go like real New Jersey on you and tell you I'm going to give you ugats. Okay, that's what you get from me when it comes to FMLA paperwork. Yeah, that's what you'll get. But hey, let's talk about this overtime. Again, it's a common issue. You'll hear me talk about it forever. because it's always an issue. Hey, listen, and you'll always hear me say the overtime desire list is probably one of the simplest lists postal management has to administer. It is names put on the list in seniority order and overtime opportunity offered in that exact same seniority order over and over and over again. Now, I don't know what part of that is so complicated that you have Columbus management want to pick and choose who's going where. Again, they create these issues. And let me tell you something, those supervisors who continually violate Article 8, did you not listen to your plant manager when he showed the anger and frustration because of all the grievance money the post office is paying out? At some point, if you keep violating the contract, I'm pretty sure the plant manager is going to invite you in his office for a conversation, if that part of his speech was actual.
Yeah, and I have to say, if he actually meant that, or was that some more, you know, good-sounding rhetoric that just helped the speech that he gave flow better? Hey, how's the time card badges working out? Are they locked? Are they unlocked? You know what you have? You have the exact same thing. Excuse me. You have close to the horrible situation we had in Columbus 10 to 15 years ago. You want that supervisor to be at the time clock to unlock it for employees, and more times than not, it's not happening. And if you were really sincere, you just look at the 1260s or the manual inputs that you have to do now, and then compare that before you decide to lock these cabinets, and then maybe you can weigh the difference, because I know how big you are on factual data sometimes. Yeah, that was directed to our plant manager. You know, right now, again, you got to think. Because Columbus is such a well-oiled machine, they have per tour, what, anywhere from 3 to 7 different start times? So that means if we're going to run this system the way it was the way I understood it, if the supervisor's got to be at the clock, that means the number of start times in your unit, you have to set alarm supervisors, because you have to be at that clock all 3 times or all 7 times, depending on the number of start times in your unit. And again, if you're not there, then that means you force the employee to fill out a 1260, which now causes additional work for you. So again, we couldn't do this before in Columbus about 15 years ago, because you couldn't get supervisors to report to the time clock. Now you throw in additional start times within a tour, and you expect that supervisor to be there for real? So this is what you have now. You just have your cards in the rack, and the rack is unlocked. I mean, if that's what you want to do, that's probably better than you trying to lock that rack and then unlock it for all these start times. I'm just saying. Oh, and by the way, Columbus, Ohio, in case you didn't know, your plant manager and the lead NDO, George, they go through a little extra work to try to make sure I don't represent adequately members in Columbus, Ohio. Yeah, I mean, I'm even being told that they're telling folks, you don't even need him in the meeting. Well, again, you don't need me, but you ask me to be there. And if you ask me to be there, then I'm going to be there. And I would get nervous if I was you, if any time you have a situation where you're being represented on any level, then you have to understand when you're being asked to come in for conversation and being asked not to bring your representative, then that's just set up a green light for you, or a flashing red light. But that's just set up some type of warning that, why would my representative not be welcome at this meeting? You know why? Because I understand that managerial lingo, or the vernacular in which they speak, and a lot of it, I'm just not going to allow them to talk that nonsense. I'm not going to allow them to make a verbal agreement with you that they have no intentions on keeping. Now, this latest incident, again, another MDO, the tour one MDO got involved in it, so I'm pretty sure they're going to keep that. But let me tell you something. I don't ask anybody to make me or let me represent them. In fact, the work is overwhelming most times. But when you come to me with an EEO issue, you have to understand, if you want me to represent you, then from the time we start, you have to let me be involved in all your conversations. Now, again, you don't have to ask me to represent you. There are other people in the building. But if you want me to represent you, then that's a deal breaker for me. And if postal management, the agency, whoever don't like it, I really do not care. But if you want me to represent you, then that's the understanding that we're going to have. And always remember this. I just need to be there. You can have your own voice. I'm not taking your voice from you. But I just want to be there so you have a witness to what's being said and what's not being said. And also, just while I'm on the fact, because I know I'm touching a lot of things this morning, I don't make decisions for people on their EEOs. You tell me that you want to fight, I'll fight with you. You tell me you are satisfied with what's being offered, then I'm satisfied with you. See, I don't bring a dog to the fight. I just fight on your behalf for whatever it is you feel that you're entitled to. I'll help make sure you get it. Again, so, yeah, your plant manager and your lead MBO, they try to steer you away from my guidance. And again, I don't handle grievances, okay? Again, no, excuse me, I don't handle step two grievances, but I will help you all day, any day. Let me say it again for those who like to take my words and turn them into constitutional charges. I will help you all day, any day, with your step one worksheet. Okay? I will show you what I look at, and this is some of the things, well, again, your steward should look at. Or, if you can win the case without these articles that I'm going to share with the grievant, then go ahead and do so. But don't be upset at me because I'm still helping. Because it is apparent that if they're coming to me for step one assistance, then come on, do we really need to break this down that they are not happy with the level of representation they're getting? Nobody's being hogtied and drug over to me, hey, let me do this for you. No, I just offer them a better fight. And again, if I was in office, I'd be embarrassed that my union members felt better going to anyone else other than one of my stewards. Now, and that's not to say we don't have some very contract proficient individuals. But if I know contract proficient individuals, then trust me, I'm going to actively engage in seeing if I can get them put on the staff of union representatives. Hey, listen, mail handlers. My final message on this morning's podcast is at some point we're going to have to band together, or we're fighting 10, 15 separate wars inside that facility, and we're going to lose. And when I say fighting wars, I mean we're administratively looking at issues of contractual violations, EEO, disrespect to employees. At some point, we're going to have to find common ground and, again, epitomize that word union, and we're going to have to all unionize. We're going to have to power up. We get together, and then we're going to have one consolidated voice. All I'm saying is I'd like to be out in front of that consolidated voice. Please support 180 Degrees New Direction with Ken Hodge as the next local president, and I guarantee you I'm going to work harder at some union solidarity and bringing us together so we have in Columbus about 350 mail handlers all fighting for the same cause. Then let me see anybody stop us. And let's take that larger to about 2,500, 3,000 mail handlers between Indiana, Ohio, and Kentucky. IOK. Then let me see any managerial element attempt to stop us when we are right, when we are strong in numbers, then we become a force to be reckoned with. And I don't think the agency is ready to deal with this force. Now, because there are so many Kenny Hodge haters out there, don't listen to my words when I say we have to get together and create a force Let's not interpret that as anything physical. The force is 300 mail handlers thinking the same, 3,000 mail handlers writing the same grievances. That's the force. So I just want to clarify that so I don't go to work and the Postal Inspection Service is waiting at my locker trying to say I'm insinuating something other than let's stand strong, let's stand together, and let's show management you've got a choice. You can be in compliance with the contract, which is agreed upon at a national level, or you're going to continue to pay additional funds to people. That's pretty much a choice. So let's have a great day, and let's get ready for this holiday weekend. 180 degrees, new direction. Please continue to support, and I appreciate those who walk this tough road with me right now. Some do it in private. Most do it in public. But, hey, let's get together, and let's make this happen.